Hello, and welcome to this week's W's for Duck podcast, which I'll be sharing with you my latest Friday poem 244, Dangle. This is the poem that I was meant to share with you last week, but due to a technical error in the transfer of data from my old phone to my new phone, that poem that I thought I'd saved did not make it onto my new phone and therefore was, I thought, well, it was lost forever. So last week's poem then became a poem about how the gods of poetry were angry and had taken the poem from me. You can find that on my blog, W's for Duck, Friday poem number 243. It's called The Gods of Poetry Are Angry. Fortunately, I was able to rewrite the Friday poem that I'm sharing with you now. It's not quite the same. The original was better, but here's to Friday poem 244. I hope you like it. Dangle. My legs never get to dangle because I'm blessed with girt long limbs and there's never enough distance between the floor and the seat I'm in. Oh, I'll never know the beauty of legs swinging in the breeze, because the length from floor to seat is less than feet to knees. I know that it's a little thing and other trials remain, but being rooted to the ground just doesn't feel the same. Dangling helps with thinking. It's a problem-solving tool. Danglers are more likely to be promoted. That's a well-established rule. But alas, I'm not a dangler. I'm an anchored soul at best. There's no air between my feet and floor whenever I'm at rest. So I'll sit here firmly grounded, legs at an angle of 120 degrees, waiting for that supersized seating to take the pressure off my knees. One day there'll be seating nirvana, be it sofa, stool or chair. And that is where you'll find me, happy, seated, dangling there.